Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Z Fly, and you're now locked into the FLY Network. And for the next 2 hours, I'm dishing you the 311 on some of the juiciest topics around. So sit back, keep it real hot and fresh, cause it's gonna be good. Understood?
What you got now? What's up, y'all?
What's up, everybody?
What's up going on? What's going on? Everybody, we in your ear. Another Sunday night. Y'all know it's FLY Radio time with your boy Z Fly.
And it's me, your girl, Miss Gigi.
Miss Gigi is in his house. He's keeping it real hot and fresh, y'all. You heard? All right, y'all. So, go ahead. I hope everybody had a good week. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all made it through the week. And, you know, you made it through the week with a clear mind. And, you know, you ain't too stressed out. Because, you know what I'm saying? I know sometimes these weeks just can get to us. But, depending on where you were, actually, I think maybe anywhere you might have been. I think the weather was pretty nice all around, right, Miss Gigi?
Until today.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Rainy days. My bad. Anyway, so, you know, cause I think, like, on the west side had, like, 94-ish, I believe. Cause I have an aunt that lives in Las Vegas. She said that y'all was up to, like, 80-something, like, 90s. I know the south had, like, 80 degrees here in New York. I think one day we got up to 80 degrees in New York. So, yeah.
86, 87 degrees, which was a real nice day.
Wasn't it? It was really, 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 really nice. So, Ms. Gigi, what's going on with you, girl?
Everything's good. How about you, Mrs. Z Fly? Always fly.
You know what I'm saying? Let me see what's been going on. Basically,
what people don't know is, like, I haven't seen you in a long time, but
I know.
I've been to your Facebook page, and I've seen the different changes, and I must admit, I think I like it.
Really? You know what? Well, you know what? You just made the rest of my day and all next week. Now, when I Miss Gigi give you, you know what I'm saying? Cause see, now, Miss Gigi, she will definitely tell you what it is and what it ain't. And she just told me I'm what it is. So thank you, Miss Gigi.
That's what's up. I definitely.
Thank you. Well, everybody, you know, today we got a pretty cool show for you today. You know, we've been bringing you a lot of interviews lately, but tonight we don't have any interviews, but we do have some really hot topics for you. You know, we're going to definitely get into that. Miss Gigi, she got some in the know for you and probably some real hot refresh music, and I got some drink off the juice for you. So tonight is going to be a really good show. Some of the really hot topics, you won't believe what's going on, of course, with your people. I always call them your people because I tell you, I love to follow these people, and I follow them for y'all, okay? You know what I'm saying? Me and Miss Gigi follow these people for y'all because we want to bring y'all the juice on your favorite celebrities and just current events and what's going on, you know what I'm saying? So we have a full show of really hot topics for you tonight, so just sit back, relax, get some popcorn. We're going to have a good time. Also, too, remember that after this show, after this show at 9 p.m., if any of y'all watch those crazy, dramatic Atlanta Housewives, as y'all know that, you know, the reunion part three, now that's how crazy they are. They had to make a part three of a reunion show. That comes on tonight on Bravo at 9 p.m., so be sure to keep it real hot and fresh first with us, and then at 9 p.m., you tune into those crazy cats, okay? All right, y'all. So me and Miss Gigi, is going to go ahead and get this thing started. So y'all know each and every week we get started with some Busta, and Skeezus. All right, y'all. So this week I'm going to be talking to the ladies. And ladies, my thing is to tell you, you know, get your money up. You know what I'm saying? Get your money up. And what I mean by that is don't depend on a male for anything. My thing these days is don't even depend on your parents. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a female, you know, I know that, you know, this image of the world, I guess, is, you know, the man takes care of, you know, his female, and the female just take care of the house, children, and she can just live as a housewife and, you know, get her nails done and blah, blah, blah. You know, I know that's probably the fantasy of a lot of females, but guess what? Too bad we don't live in a fantasy world, because if we did, right now, you know what I'm saying, I'd be in my mansion right now, somewhere in Beverly Hills or something. But what I'm trying to say is, you have to live in reality. And the reality is, men just ain't, you know, that chivalry stuff has been gone for a while. A lot of guys are not trying to take care of females, okay? And if they make you think they're trying to take care of you, it's just to get what they want first, and then they're going to get rid of you. So my thing to this is, females, have your own. Make your own money. You know what I'm saying? Get out there and work. You know, a lot of people probably don't want to work. Or choose to stay home or do nothing. But the reality is, that's just not the reality of today's society. You know, you really need your own money. You don't want to depend on a man for anything. Because when you start depending on people, they're going to use you. They're going to manipulate you. And they're going to feel like, okay, well, I'm paying you, so you ain't going to work. I can do X, Y, and Z. I can beat you, I can cheat on you, I can lie to you. What you going to do? Why? Because the money's good. Have your own money. So whenever they start acting up, guess what, females? You can walk out the door with your head up high. Why? Because your pockets are still fat with your own ends, okay? Because one thing you want to be is Busta and Skeezus free. And this is from your boys, D-Fly on Real Hot Fresh Radio. Y'all know y'all better keep it real, okay? Alrighty then.
Alright.
You know what I'm talking about? You gotta, you know, to have your own money in your pocket. That's what I'm talking
damn
about.
Damn skip, because I show him Busta's and Skeezus free. When it comes to my own money.
Alright, so the time is now 7:09 p.m. But you know what? The show is just getting started. Coming up next, we got some really hot topics for you. I'm talking about American Idol. One of my favorite contestants got voted off this past week. If y'all watch the show, y'all know who I'm talking about. And I'm going to be talking about a little bit of Rihanna. You know, is she dating somebody? And if she is on the same team, out.
Okay.
Okay.
I was playing that. I got all that and more net and really hot topics. So this is your boy Z Fly with my girl who?
Miss GG in the place to be.
You're on the FLY network and you're getting real hot and freaky fresh.
So hard to breathe, it's air that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt feet from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, hate can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
Okay, I'm gonna play around a little bit.
All right.
like, okay, okay, look, I got that great, great, fruity pepper sweet, he running after me, like a track meet, he call me Juicy Roll, cause I'm raw as fuck, already supreme, ain't gotta get me ooh, my pillow top game so superior, so I leave the soul with every different color fur, Gucci Mane said it best, he's like my infant, keep his mouth on my breast. I'm Sheeta, the Nikki Diva, and it gets wetter than Lake Geneva, and then we role play, I just want an Oscar, in your drink, like I graduated from Harvard, full scholarship, here, swallow this, sex education class, let's experiment, we make the bedrock, and holla minute sound, I keep them at attention, it never goes down. Wanna pay a chick. Small waist, pretty face, and my booty round. Him not out here in my zone like a touchdown. I don't need another friend, I need a teammate. With a big appetite, eat the whole plate. Don't come around with that line, I seen you before. When you know damn well I got my own TV show. Now that's some bullshit, I got my own everything. And I can put it down, made him pull a hamstring.
This your boy Z Fly, and on my side I got my ride or die chick, Miss What? Oh, you know, you know, she knows she put the dent on cue with that. Got my girl Miss Gigi on the side.
I'm sorry, I'm breaking up. You know, I'm your ride or die chick.
I know. All right, y'all. But so that was Rashida with Bedrock.
They nasty. I like that joint. That's her and that's Toya, right?
Yeah, Toya. You got your Toya, your Candy, and you know, some more of them chicks, Princess, and you know, all them chicks from Atlanta, from the dirty, dirty South. All right, y'all, so welcome back to the show. Remember, the number to call, if you hear anything that you want to comment on, is 646-200-3136. Because me and Miss Gigi definitely love to talk with our listeners. Again, that's 646-200-3136. Also, hit me up on Twitter, @RealHotFresh. And you can hit me up on my Facebook, www.facebook.com/RealHotFresh. All right. So tonight, everybody, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into some really hot topics for you. You know what I'm saying? Because there are some really hot topics that's going on. So we got some really hot topics. So let's get it started, shall we? Topics. That's right. Really, really hot topics. All right, y'all. So tonight, okay. Now, Miss Gigi. Now, you're not looking at American Idol this season, are you?
Actually, no, I'm not.
You know, I don't blame you because you know these days it's just so much to try to keep up with. You know, you have your American Idol, you have your divorce, and then shortly, soon, the X Factor's coming back around. So there's like so many of these talent music shows to watch.
Right.
And, you know, and look, it's crazy because I'm about crazy, you know what I'm saying, trying to watch all of them. But all you American Idol fans, if you was watching, you know, American Idol this week, then you know that all you Colton Dixon fans, he was the one that was booted off this week. Now, to me, I'm kind of like, I'm feeling a certain way because I was actually going for Colton, or Colton, however you say his name. You know what I'm saying, the two that I was actually rooting for was Phillips. And Colton Dixon, he was actually voted off this week. Now, my thing is, I don't think that he should have been voted off. You know, the judges, they felt a certain way about his song selection that he chose this week. He did, you know, Bad Romance by Lady Gaga, and then he also did an Earth, Wind & Fire song called September, and they just weren't feeling it. Now, Colton himself, he said that he feels that, you know, the Bad Romance, you know, kind of turned viewers off, you know, about him, you know, because like he shares a lot of Christian beliefs, so I guess he felt like, you know, his Christian followers wasn't feeling the Bad Romance song by Lady Gaga. Now, Colton, he's only 20 years old. He's from Tennessee, and he said it, you know, he was quoted saying that he's still shocked. You know, he said it felt like a bad dream on Thursday elimination, you know, of American Idol. He was also quoted saying that, you know, it was a bad risk to take because, you know, he didn't really think it through. You know, he said, you know, a lot of his songs that he performed in the past on American Idol this season, you know, he kind of thought it through. But, you know, this time he claimed that he didn't really think it through. You know, like I was saying, that the Idol judges, they wasn't really feeling it either. You know, Jennifer, Randy, and Steven Tyler, you know, they gave him a lot of criticism about his song selection. They really wasn't feeling it. I don't know. What do y'all think? You know, all you American Idol people, what do you think? 646-200-3136. Do you think that he should have been sent home, or do you think that, you know, he did okay? Now, Miss Gigi, now I know you're not watching this year, but one thing that like kind of gets me is like these shows like this. I understand. Like here's my thing when it comes to singing. Like I understand that, you know, there may be certain genres or a certain type of music that you know that like people will familiarize you with and that you know maybe you'll get comfortable with, but then I also think that it's okay to, I mean, I don't know, this is just me, Miss Gigi, you let me know how you feel. I think it's okay to sometimes, you know, kind of step out of your comfort zone to see what you do. It, I mean, you see it all the time. You know, Jay-Z, he, you know, he's done like rock, you know what I'm saying, like rock and roll, I think, and other, you know, other artists, they kind of step out of the genre, but I don't know, you know, with him stepping out of his genre, you know, doing like the Lady Gaga and the Earth, Wind & Fire, they didn't like it. I mean, do you think that people should just stick with what they're good at or people like them as? What do you think, Ms. Gigi?
I feel like if you're talented, you should be able to reach all genres of music. I mean, if you have the talent to do something, I mean, if it sounds good and it makes the people dance and we like it, then do it. But if you do something and, you know, it's just not you and it doesn't fit you, it doesn't sound right, you don't look right doing it, then stay away from it. Because everything ain't for everybody.
That's true. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm a little biased because, you know, like I said, I was going for him. But I don't think he did bad. I think that is, you know, like I said, I just think that they was looking for him to stay on what he's been given each week. So then when he steps out of the box, it's like, okay, yeah, I don't like this. So I think he did good. I don't know. Y'all let me know. 646-200-3136. All right, let's see. Also, really hot topics. I just want to bring up J. Hood. Jennifer Hudson, she was in the airport recently, and she was actually patted down on Tuesday in LAX. Basically, what happened was she walked through the thing, and, you know, it went off or whatever, and she did not like it at all. I mean, she was so bad. She didn't appreciate being patted down by the officer so bad that she was sticking her tongue out at the camera. My thing is, I just feel like that a lot of times these celebrities, they feel like, I'm a celebrity, I don't need to be patted down. Like, I don't have guns, I don't have nothing. But that's not true. Because if y'all remember, I have reported many times on celebrities going to the airport, and, you know what I'm saying, they being caught with weed on them. You know, they being caught with, you know, knives or whatever on them. So, I mean, you know, Jennifer Hudson, I guess she just felt like, well, why would y'all think that I would do something? Jennifer Hudson, ain't nobody taking a risk on nobody, okay?
You ain't an example.
Ooh, you know what, Miss Gigi, you better let her know.
Listen, you ain't exempt. I mean, if I got to get Serge Boop, and I'm just as much as a star, so do you.
Exactly. And then, you know what, real quick, y'all know how I do. I love my listeners. Me and Miss Gigi, we love our fans. So I just want to have a big shout-out to everybody who's logging into the Blog Talk Radio chat room. So shout-out to y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Got a great show. But keep it locked, because y'all know we're going to keep it hot. All right? All right, y'all. So then also, too, to me, I thought this was a really hot topic. I just wanted to talk about a billionaire. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now, last week in the G-Spot, you know, we asked y'all, what would y'all do, you know, if you won the $640 million? Well, now, what would you do if you was a billionaire? Well, let me tell you one person. Australian retail tycoon, Wyslaczek. Now, y'all know I'm bad with names, and especially this one. I think it's Wyslaczek. Y'all can Google it. It's Wlaschek. I mean, look, Chet, I'm so stupid. Look, Wlaschek. You know, if I'm wrong, you know, look, if I'm wrong, y'all put me in check. But basically, he's a billionaire. And what he's going to do with his, you know, being a billionaire is that he plans to wed for the fifth time. Now, guess what, everybody? Now, he's not a spring chicken. He is 94 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, it's funny how, like, these people, they be so rich, and it's like, I guess they feel like they have it all. You know, they got businesses and empires, and they don't travel the world, and they don't do this and the third, and it's like they don't know what to do. He's about to marry for the fifth time to a lady called Frederick Ricky Schnick. Of course, she won't reveal her age, but I'm pretty sure with these tycoons like this, she probably like,
you look like she's 23.
Are you saying that? That's what I'm talking about.
That's young.
That's what I'm talking about. Miss Gigi, she's keeping up with them hot topics. Okay, yeah, I haven't seen her. So she looks very young, Miss Gigi.
Yes.
Ain't that something?
She looks like she should be a damn shame to herself is what she looks like.
You know what? You know you probably right, but look, I guess you said with $4.7 billion in the bank.
She I said, love grandpa, too.
She She said y'all could call her whatever. You know, I just thought this story was very interesting because I was just like, you know, for billion, especially $4.7 billion. You know, it's just funny how people they will really they'll marry anybody because see my thing is look, I don't care what nobody say. You know, if y'all can disagree with me, I don't care. But like these women or even men these days who like marry these billionaires for money and like they're really really old like 94 and 100. They y'all know that they do not want those people. And then the thing about it is, it's like you know you gotta have sex or something because you these people are not just marrying you for nothing. How many people? You know what I'm saying? My thing is, so many people, they may marry you because like, they don't want to be alone, you know, when they die or whatever, or like maybe they don't have
I don't really think she has too much to worry about at 93.
Mm-mm.
He might want to touch and feel, but I don't think he could do much.
Ooh, well, you know what? But look, you talking about him with your little, but look, how about he said that he wants more children, though? Right now, he already has 4, and he said he would like to have another 5 or 6. So he wants like at least 2 more children. But it was funny because his bride-to-be, you know, she kind of laughed it off and she said, oh, well, I'm not that young anymore. So basically she's trying to say, well, you know, my part's about dried up. Even if they're not dried up, she's going to say they dried up because she don't want that. I know,
that's right.
You know what? Mm-hmm.
And he probably got it somewhere frozen. He got a little family somewhere frozen.
Basically. All right, y'all. So, look, and then look, also, too, you know, the groom and bride, you know, one of the silly things about it, well, not silly, but I guess the touching things, if that's what you want to call it, you know, he said that, you know, they both lost their last spouses on the very same day. So I guess there it is, kind of what brought them together. I don't know. Y'all tell me. Anyway.
Oy vey.
Right. So look, everybody, look, we're gonna take a little break. Love music break for you guys. We're going to put some music back in your ear. But coming up, guess what? The really hot topics, they're going to continue. Like I said, I got some Rihanna. I'm telling you about what's going on with her so-called love life. And I got a little bit more for you. So keep it hot. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. So we're going to keep it hot.
Keep it locked because it's hot.
Right. FLY Radio in your ear.
5, 9. 12, 18. She the one you thought would never do it, so the LP. Yeah, now what? Check it out, tell me. Drama comes in dozens, and I know you love it. A rose is still a rose, so I rose to butter. The more that they see the woman got a mind of her own, the less that they want a part of my throne, they figure. But the more they compare me to the ones they could own, they know they never should have left me alone. I'm bigger, I'm without money gang, and my G's is up. Treat me like David Blaine and freeze me up. Let me check the issue, I'm super, not superficial. For me, the only statement I'm making is for me. 7 digits never under my bank account hold. Numbers like your phone numbers plus area code. Scare it with your career, go ahead, dance up. See what happened with drugs on my records to serve.
All the left side, what's happening? Everybody wanna know where you've been.
Everybody wanna know where you been, girl?
Oh, left eye, teachers, little girl.
up, y'all? That was crazy. Just cut off. All right, y'all, you're back tuned in to FLY Radio. This is the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show. I am your host, Z Fly. I am with my co-host, Miss Gigi, and we are keeping it real hot and fresh. All right, y'all, that was the girl Left Eye with the song Hot by on the unreleased Supernova album, okay? All right, y'all, so right now we are giving y'all some really hot topics. So, if you're just not tuning in, then, you know, be sure to go back and listen to what we already talked about, but we're going to keep this thing moving, all right? All right, y'all, so I want to talk about your girl Rihanna. Now, Ashley, Miss Gigi, your girl Rihanna, she's off the deep end, yeah. Going off the deep end. Now, everybody wants to, now, the buzz about Rihanna right now, actually, there's a lot of buzz about Rihanna, but one of the buzzes about Rihanna is, has she found new love? And if she has, is it with a woman? Mm-hmm, that's right. Because Rihanna has been tweeting a lot lately, and one of the things she was tweeting recently, she said, you know, I'm on my first date in almost 2 years, and that was on Thursday night. And then, you know what I'm saying, she was showing pictures and, you know, who she was with. But it was with her little gal pal, Melissa Ford. They was in Santa Monica, California, at this restaurant called Giorgio Baldi, Italian restaurant. You know how they go. But, yeah, they would know that was having dinner and they was partying.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know what, Miss Gigi? Miss Gigi, but...
I'm just cracking up and I'm trying so hard not to laugh, but you know, I'm kind of defend her on that. I've gone out on dates with my girlfriends. Like, you know, I have a girlfriend who, I don't want to say her name, but God, she can't get a man. And I will take her out on a date. Like, come on, girl, let me take you on a date. And you said Melissa Ford, who, I mean, I don't really know her to be tied to women. I definitely know her to be tied to plenty of men.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think anything was romantically or sexually connected in this date, but I'm going to go ahead and sit back and be quiet and listen to your story without laughing.
But you know what, too, and then, you know, you're definitely right. You are definitely right. I'm so glad that you brought that up because you're right. It's like you can't party, you can't do whatever with your friends because it's like now people are trying to link you together. And then see, another thing, people, y'all got to realize that, like, with these celebrities, sometimes they do stuff just to get a buzz. But anyway, exactly. But I'm going to continue with the story for you all. You know, the ladies, they was in Hollywood, you know, they was at the Roxbury nightclub. But now, however, Rihanna, now here's some of the cryptic messages that she was tweeting to get people, you know, kind of talking. Now, of course, y'all know she got about 17 million followers on Twitter. And, yeah, basically, you know, she was tweeting stuff like, you know, my lover for the night. You know, then later on she tweeted, I'm not living right if you're not by my side. And then later she tweeted, you know, beautiful is great, submissive is even better. You know what I'm saying? And then she had a hashtag with marry me. Okay, and then a little bit later she was tweeting, she actually quoted, you know, a Lil Wayne and Drake song talking about, but she bad, so maybe she won't. But ish, you know, and then again, maybe she will. So, you know, all these little things while you're with your friend, you know, clubbing, a girl at that, not just any friend, but, you know, you're a friend girl, and then you're tweeting these type of things. So, you know, I mean, I can see where people are kind of thinking like, Rihanna, is she switching teams or what? But, you know, but like Miss Gigi, but like you said, you know, you know, her friend being there just could have been, you know,
innocent, just for fun.
Exactly, just for fun. Now, you know, now this would not be the Real Hot and Fresh show if I didn't play Devil's Advocate. Now, I will play Devil's Advocate. Now, I will say that, you know, Rihanna has also been in the news with, you know, not being that successful with the men. You know, well, of course, y'all know the Chris Brown situation. Then, you know, allegedly, supposedly dating Ashton Kutcher. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know. I mean,
wait a minute. Remember when she was allegedly tied to Drake as well?
Oh, how could I forget that? So, I don't know. So, Ms. Gigi, what do you think? Like, do you think that maybe she's kind of tired of men? I don't know. I mean,
I think I'm going to be honest with you, I think Rihanna is a wild child. And I think that, you know, whatever she needs to do to stir up a buzz, she'll do it. She doesn't care if it means wearing a dress that she you can see straight through with just a thong on, and, you know, and just wearing some tape over her nipples or, you know, going from red hair to blonde hair, whatever Rihanna has to do to, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, she's talented, but, I mean, she likes staying in the know. You know, she likes being, you know, in the limelight all the time, because if she didn't, she wouldn't do the outrageous things that she does, and she has no excuses for them. So it's, you know, it's basically just to get a buzz, just to keep her name out there. She wants to stay relevant. I mean, and if that's her way of wanting to stay relevant, toodles.
Exactly. So I don't know. Y'all let know what y'all think about Rihanna and her so-called date with her gal pal Melissa Ford. Okay, 646-200-3136. And of course, you know the Twitter.
I know one thing.
What's that?
Miss Ford is a nice looking lady. So if you know, they're two real nice, good looking women. So I mean, if that is her choice, good choice, Rihanna.
All right, and then y'all know that Twitter is buzzing at Real Hot Fresh. All right, y'all, up next, I just want to bring up, this was a another story, kind of like the Trayvon Martin shooting. I don't know if y'all heard, but, you know, in Baltimore, this is a Baltimore story, where two brothers was accused of beating a black teenager while patrolling on an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood. Now, this is crazy. Now, they go on trial Monday. Now, I believe this case happened back in 2010, but the brothers who are white and Jewish, they have claimed self-defense, of course, saying that the teen was holding a nail-studded board, and that's why they attacked him. But so now the story goes on saying that, you know, they're being accused of beating the 15-year-old boy who was just walking through a Baltimore neighborhood in November 2010. Basically, it says that the brothers was, you know, they pulled up next to the teen in a vehicle, then got out, surrounded him, and then, you know, they beat him to the ground. You know, more documents go ahead and say that they said, you know, you don't want to mess with us. Why are you around here? Get out of here. This isn't your part of the, you know, neck of the woods. Let's see. It says, while the teen struggled, a third man got out of a van and kneed the teen, pinning him to the ground. The teen told police that he stopped struggling and the third man continued to search him. So they're searching this black teen, you know, on the ground. You know, basically he's defenseless now. They don't about, you know, knock the you know what out of him.
Right.
Let's see. Also, it goes to say that, let me see. After the trio left, the teen called police and was taken to the hospital with a cut on the back. His wrist was broken. And, so now they're going on trial for this. You know, this is something similar to the Trayvon Martin case. I mean, when I read this, I definitely had to put this in the really hot topics. Cause I don't know.
Is he alive?
He is alive. Let me see. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Well, thank goodness he's alive. At least he didn't lose his life.
Right. The brothers, they're being charged with second-degree assault, false imprisonment, and carrying a deadly weapon, which was the handheld radio that they used to knock the teen out. That's how they knocked him to the floor. They knocked him out with their handheld radio, of all things. You know, if convicted, the pair faced up to 13 years in prison. Let's see here. Yeah, so now the third man that was in this, his name is Ronald Rosenbluth. Now, he's not facing charges because they're saying that they don't believe that he actually had anything to do with it, even though it said that he needs the team, but now it's starting to look like he actually didn't have anything to do with this. So, you know, basically, I want y'all to follow this story. You know, Google it, Yahoo it. You know, you can basically just, you know, Maryland Neighborhood Watch Trial sets against Florida Fury. So just kind of Google that and you'll see what I'm talking about. But, you know, I don't know what's going on these days. I don't know. I don't know. You know, and like me, my thing is I try to be a realist, you know, and I'm not going to point out, you know, a certain group of people because that wouldn't be fair. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, white people this, white people that, this is the one. I'm not going to do that because that's not fair. You know, it's not all white people. It's just sad to say that when these cases happen, it do seem to seem like there's white-on-black crime. But then at the same time, you know, there's you know, other crimes that are being, you know, done by black people. So that's why I'm not going to say it's just white people. It's just this type of people. But it's just you know, whenever you hear cases like this, it is very sad. So my heart definitely goes out to the teen's family, and I really hope that justice be served in that case as well. So that's how that goes. Moving on real quick, I also just want to talk about diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is a complex metabolic disorder, and treating the disease often requires a lot of personalized and multi-pronged approach. Now, the reason why I want to talk about diabetes, because I, you know what I'm saying, here at the show, we talk about some of everything under the sun, and I know there's a lot of people living with diabetes, especially people, you know, black people who are living with diabetes, and I just want you to know how to treat it, especially now since they got a lot of, you know, the type 2. They're actually having centers where they're really trying to really, you know, treat this, really give people the information. It says the message is to choose an appropriate blood sugar goal based on the patient's current health status, motivational level, resources, and complications. Now, one thing that, you know, you can do if you are living with this is it's very possible to manage type 2 diabetes and your blood sugar. One you need to do is very important that patients have a discussion with their doctor about, you know, what their blood sugar goals should be and what is the best treatment or treatments to get them, you know, to that goal. So that's one thing you need to do. Another thing that's very important is also a lifestyle change, which is really hard for a lot of people to do, even people with illnesses. And, you know, it's just, you know, you're used to living one way, and then when you find out you have a certain type of sickness or illness, even though you know it's best for you to have a life change, it, you know, a lot of people don't seem to do it, but it's really vital if you want to, you know, be healthy and continue to live. So the second thing is a lifestyle change. Remain basically on what you want to do is you want to lose 5% to 10% of your body weight, you know, if you are overweight. And also, you want to participate in modest exercise for at least 2.5 hours each week, okay? So, basically, you know, if you do have type 2 diabetes, you know, it's not the end of the world, because there are a lot of remedies and a lot of ways, you know, to keep yourself healthy and to, you know, so that it doesn't get worse. So I just really want, you know, to talk about that. I found that as a really hot topic, because that's really something that is very important in the black community and just, you know, other communities and, you know, other people as well. But I just wanted to bring that up. So that's what I had to say. Did you have anything to add to that, Ms. Gigi, or no?
No, just basically take care of yourself. Get regular checkups every year. Everybody should get a checkup. Women, get your regular pap smears. Men, test your prostate. Just stay healthy. Test your blood sugar, your cholesterol.
There you go. All right, y'all. So that, yes, right. So that's what I have for you tonight in really hot topics. I definitely hope that you enjoy. But guess what? Don't y'all go nowhere. Show ain't ended. We got a whole hour and about 10 minutes to keep entertaining y'all. But guess what? Hopefully, I'm pretty sure y'all stick it here in Z5 voice, because up next, we got some Miss Gigi. She's telling y'all what's real hot and what's real fresh in this music industry of today. So I really hope that y'all enjoy the really hot topics. Keep it locked, because we're going to keep it hot with Miss Gigi next.
Broke my world in two. night. Tears I felt would never dry. How you shattered my world with your goodbye. Your goodbye, baby. Would have sold my soul then just to have you back again. Now you are the last thing on my mind. Ooh. Now you say you're sorry and you change your ways. Sorry, but you change your ways.
Radio. Well, I hope y'all ready because now it's time for some real hot, real fresh music by your girl, Miss Gigi. Take them away. All right, y'all. So y'all, welcome. Y'all know we got them. Let's say, Miss Gigi, you with us?
Can you not hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I hear you now. I hear you real loud and clear. I didn't hear you all ago, though.
Oh, all right. Well, it's your girl, Miss Gigi, coming to you with what's hot and what's fresh in music. You know that's what I do. I stay tuned into what's hot and what's fresh. And Kanye West right now, he has a joint featuring Big Sean, Pusha T, 2 Chainz, and it's called Mercy. And it has like a little reggae twist to it. You'll like that. And your man, Dr. Dre, that's right, I said it, Dr. Dre has teamed up with T.I., and they got a hot joint that, I mean, it can rock in New York, it can rock in the Dirty South, or on the East Coast, West Coast, doesn't matter, but it's called Pop Off, and I really think y'all should get that joint, I like it. Then we got Maino featuring Smith & Wesson with the new I Shine, You Shine, but this is the 2012 version. We got Tommy Jones, BJ Gucci Mane with Get Off. We have Future featuring R. Kelly with a joint called Parachute. French Montana featuring Jadakiss, Styles P, Red Cafe, Fat Joe, and Uncle Murda with Shot Caller. Trey Songz has a new joint out called Heart Attack, and it's actually a song that he said came from a relationship that he felt like, you know, while he was in it, he was having a heart attack. Monica and Brandy, they have a new joint, another collaboration. It's called It All Belongs to Me. Justin Bieber has a cute little joint out called Boyfriend. And we got a new artist from the UK. Her name is Azalea Banks, but she's originally from Harlem. And we got a joint with her featuring Lazy J, and it's called 212, represent Uptown New York. And I'm your girl, Miss Gigi, and that's what's hot and what's fresh in music. D-Fly, what you got for my people?
I know that's right. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly how you put it down. What I got for your people is we're definitely going to get into some more of the show. The second hour is coming up, and let me tell you something. It only gets better from here. So y'all definitely stick around for the 8 o'clock spot because we got some G-Spot coming up. We got
and
some
I'm coming now.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And then we're also going to be giving you a little bit of Earth Day facts. You know what I'm saying? Today is Earth Day, if you didn't know that. So we're going to give you a little bit of facts on how to keep our planet that we live in, you know, rotating. You know what I'm saying? So we got all that coming up after the break. The time is 7:57 p.m. I'm your boy Z-Fly. And right now I'm going to get into some of one of our guests from last week. One Flesh that was here, and I'm going to get into a little bit of, you know, I'm going to slow it down a little bit for you and get into some Hear My Cry. This is by the group One Flesh. Keep it locked, but we're keeping it hot. This is FLY Radio, real hot and fresh.
Yeah.
here keeping it real hot and fresh with your boy Z Fly. Like I told you, everybody, tonight it's all about the 311. We giving it to you real hot and heavy in your ear. And guess what? It don't stop right now. Because right now, we got some in the know with your girl, Miss Gigi.
Oh, that's me? Oh, Miss Gigi with the in the know. And here I go with the in the know. First of all, let's start with a massive search for a six-year-old Tucson, Arizona girl who vanished Friday night, and the search for her has still been going on today. Scores of police, FBI agents, and deputy U.S. marshals, they combed the city's east side for the first grader. Her name is Isabel Mercedes Delise. Her picture is all over the internet. Again, her name is, you could just Google her name, Isabel Mercedes Celis. She's missing. She's from Tucson, Arizona. She's only 6 years old. So that's one of my little in-the-know topics that I needed to get out there. Also, do you think that Coca-Cola is, it could kill you, or drinking too much soda? Well, a mother of eight addicted to soft drink Coca-Cola may have died from her habit, her partner told an inquest. Her name was Natasha Marie Harris, and she guzzled 18 pints. That's almost 2 gallons of soda every day and would go crazy if she didn't have a Coca-Cola. So for 8 years, this 30-year-old woman has been addicted to Coca-Cola, and the inquest heard keeping it by her bedside and drinking it when she woke up in the morning and the last thing she drank before she went to bed. So she would get up, she would get mood swings if she didn't have Coke, but, you know, no one ever considered it would be, you know, the cause of her death, which I find really crazy that drinking too much Coca-Cola actually can cause the death. But her doctor, or the, I believe it's whoever did the autopsy, stated that she had some type of heart aneurysm, and it was actually due to drinking, it was brought on by drinking this fizzy liquid. And although it hasn't been confirmed in a court that Harris had a number of conditions, but they really think that it was the Coca-Cola that killed her. And on to some other crazy news. Unconscious woman rides the bus for hours before anyone helps. Now, public transportation can sometimes be unpleasant, annoying passengers, overcrowding, late buses and trains, but still, you think that the cynical pose would fall when a woman passes out on a bus while covered in her own vomit. Well, not so for one unlucky woman on Los Angeles bus who was unconscious in her seat with vomit streaming down her chin for over an hour and a half as the driver and passengers neglected to call for emergency aid. The driver, instead of dialing 911, immediately called dispatcher twice before calling emergency responders. The driver also allowed passengers to board at the back of the door to avoid the woman, who actually survived and is recovering in a hospital. Crazy. What is this world coming to? My name is Miss Gigi. You're listening to Fly Radio, and that was in the know.
Wow. There you have
it, y'all.
Can you
believe that?
No, I cannot. Well,
if
you know, I can,
bus,
and then I can't.
Please. I mean, a woman was passed out on a bus and nobody responded to her. After, was she okay? Told the bus driver to call 911. Nothing. Here's our compassion for people.
People,
we gotta do better. We gotta do better.
Wow. And then what state was that in again?
That was California, and thank goodness she's alive. But what if you were a passenger on that bus and that lady happened to die, and you know that you could have saved her life?
That's sad.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sad. People, I mean, the thing about it is I don't, like, my thing is, I don't know where we are getting to as far as a human race. It's like, you see something like that and you look at it like a doll baby or something, or a dog, or I mean I feel like somebody would help a wounded animal before they would a wounded human being. Like, what are we becoming? I mean,
really?
I feel, you know, exactly. You know, I see it all the time. You know, I don't I think like a while back, you know, I was talking about how, you know, I walked into the subway and here in New York City, and you know, there was like a homeless lady laying on the floor. I mean, I mean, obviously, you know, people know she's homeless, but still, it's just the way she was laying on the floor. I mean, like, she was laying on the floor like a crime scene. You know, she wasn't, like, curled up, you know what I'm saying, like she was asleep. She was laying, like, face down on that nasty subway floor, you know what I'm saying? And it's just the way people just stepped over her, the people looked at her, but nobody helped. Nobody said, well, ma'am, are you okay? Do you need some water? Do you need help? It's just that it was, like, the norm. Like, she was a dead roadkill or something. But, all right, y'all, there you have it. You're keeping it real hot and fresh with your boy Z Fly and Miss GG. With your boy Z Fly and your girl Miss GG. We definitely want to hear from you. Anything that you heard, 646-200-3136. Or actually, let us know, what do you think about people and not seem to care anymore? Let us know, 646-200-3136. And hit me up on Twitter at Real Hot Fresh. Oh yeah, guess what, Miss Gigi? Guess what?
Chicken butt.
Now, I gotta tell you this. Okay, so you know, I don't know if you know, but there's this new feature that everybody's using. Actually, there's two of them. One of them is called Instagram. Have you heard of that?
Oh yes, I have. And I thought you had to have an iPhone, but obviously not, because Miss Z Fly is Instagramming.
You got it right. Let me tell you, you don't need no iPhone. You know, look, everybody, y'all better get off that iPhone stuff. Let me tell you, I have an Android. Android is just as good. I am Instagramming, and it's crazy because I actually fell in love with it. I was at IHOP over, I think yesterday with a coworker of mine, and I'm in there Instagramming, you know, taking pictures of my food and Instagramming the people. And then there's this new thing called Viddy. I haven't really got too hip on Viddy yet, but it's something about, you know, it's kind of like Instagram, except for now you get to do videos, you know, so you get to video certain parts of your life and video the people. I'll tell you, what would they do next? I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this social network is bananas. I cannot keep up with technology.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm trying my best to keep up with, I'm trying to keep it real hot and fresh for my people, but I tell you now, you know, y'all about to leave me behind in a few minutes. Woo! But I'm trying. All right, y'all.
I've been left in the dust with a BlackBerry.
You know what? Well, you know, well, look, at least you didn't say you got a Fusion or something like that, or like still got a flip phone. You know what I'm saying? Because I tell you. Bang, you know, I ain't gonna lie.
Wrong with a flip phone.
Oh, is that what you got?
No, but I'm just saying, I didn't have all these problems when I had the flip phone. You know, flip phone, you turn it on, it comes right on. BlackBerry, you turn it off, you gotta wait like 2 years for it to come back on, and all these applications gotta load and download.
I know that's right. All right, y'all, that's what's up. All right, so just to, real quick, I just want to shout out some promos, you know what I'm saying? As y'all know, this show comes on Sunday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday night. Also, just want to shout out that, you know, if you are an entrepreneur or a business owner or you have, like, you know, little boutiques, or you're trying to get your business out there for all to know about it, then definitely hit up the Real Hot Fresh crew, because what we do is we do some promos. We definitely will promote your business. We have a nice, very reasonable package for you that, you know, that will definitely, you know, help you promote via social networks, via word of mouth, via, you know, just definitely getting it out there. So if you are interested, then send me an email to realhotfresh@yahoo.com. And let me know, you know, about your business, and I'll definitely, you know, send you what packages we have to offer, and we will definitely go from there. So that's for business owners and entrepreneurs, or anybody out there that has, like, a little small business or whatever you want to get promoted. Also, unsigned artists, we look out for you, too. If you are unsigned artists and you want your music to be heard, then definitely get on the Real Hot and Fresh show. We also have packages for you. You know, we'll get you some interviews. We'll promote for you via our social networks and via word of mouth. And also other outlets that we're connected with. So definitely, if you are an unsigned artist, send us unedited, radio-friendly MP3 version tracks. Do I need to say it again? Radio-friendly MP3 version, edited. Okay, radio-friendly. That's what radio-friendly means. Edited tracks to realhotfresh@yahoo.com.
Let me break that down for y'all. No cussing.
Okay.
No disrespectful language.
Okay.
Or go right in the garbage.
All right.
All right. Go ahead.
Fast.
I'm sorry.
So real hot fresh at yahoo.com. We will hook you up. We got the hook up. All right. So, you know, I want to bring you some earth touch. Like, you know, today, you know, like I said before the break, that today is Earth Day. And I just want to bring you some Earth Day facts. Because I just feel like, you know, this is the only planet we got. You know, people are living in a certain state or a certain area. You're like, oh, I'm sick of New York. I'm going to California. Or I'm sick of I'm sick of America. I'm going to Europe, you know, or whatever. But you can't say, I'm sick of the world. I'm going to Mars. You know what I'm saying? We only got one world, so we definitely need to take care of it. So I just wanted to, me and Miss Gigi, we're just going to give y'all a little bit of facts. You know, I have some facts I'm going to read off, and I'm pretty sure Miss Gigi has facts, too, that she could just, you know, give you as well. You know, just to keep the world
up. Oh, just put me on the spot. Why don't you?
You know, well, you know what? I mean, I'm just saying, you know, like off the top of your head, I'm pretty sure you know some little tips, you know, for people to just, you know, keep our world green and not black, you know, dirty and stuff.
He said black. Don't be associated black with dirty. No, I'm joking.
All right, y'all. So real quick, I'm just going to tell you how ways that we can save energy. Now, also, too, I'm going to be giving you my thoughts because some of these, I'm like, wait a minute now. Okay, so the first tip is reduce your carbon footprint, meaning that car can cut greenhouse gas emissions by 1,600 pounds per year. Okay, that may be true, but unless you're, like, in a metropolitan, you know, area, I don't really think that many people can leave their car behind. You know what I'm saying? Because twice a week, who gonna walk to work? And then, you know,
you already know I don't walk nowhere
at all. You know
at
what I'm
all.
Saying? It's right. Now, see, now some people will say, well, you know, if you work 5 days a week and then you're off 2 days, okay, but still, those 2 days you off, you don't want to stay at home. You know what I'm saying? You might want to, you know, go relax. So I don't know about that one. I mean, that, you know, this may be a true fact that it will cut, you know, greenhouse gas emissions by 300, but that'll be very hard to do that twice a week. All right. Next is don't idle. Remind your school system to turn off bus engines when buses are parked. Okay, that makes sense. Because my thing is, why the bus ride? I mean, why the bus on if ain't nobody on it? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, why is he running and nobody's on the bus?
Right. You know what I'm saying? So turn off the bus if ain't nobody on the bus. You know what I'm saying? Let's not be idle. Okay, next, it's electric. You can check how much of your electricity comes from renewable green power sources such as wind or solar. Okay, so remember that. All right, next, tread lightly. Use public transport. Okay, here we go. Use public transportation, carpool, walk, or
not
bike.
The G. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Or bike whenever possible to reduce air pollution and save on fuel costs. Now, you know, now just reading that, now you would think that New York City would be almost pollution-free because I see people biking it, skateboarding it, walking, subwaying it, you know what I'm saying, all the time. But
now, don't get me wrong. I'm not lazy. Like, I will ride a bike or I will walk. I just do not take public transportation. I find it dirty. I find American and just, you know, it's, well, I can't say American because it's a mixed race here in New York City, but the city people are rude.
Right.
And I don't have to deal with that. If I have my own transportation and I feel like I can get in my car and go, then I'm not dealing with public transportation. But I will walk and I will ride a bike. I'll roller skate. I don't know about skateboarding. But mm-hmm. I will do all other things. I just refuse to take public transportation.
Got it right. Got that one right. All right, y'all. So another one, another thing to do would be use water efficiently. Excuse me. It says make it a full load. Run your dishwater when it's full. Run your dishwater. Okay, yeah, exactly. Run your dishwater when it's full. Because, you know, some people, I'm glad. You know what? Now, I'm going to put about two thumbs up, and then I'm going to ask Ms. Gigi, can I use her two thumbs? Because I'm going to put four thumbs up for that one. I agree with that. Now, the reason why I know Ms. Gigi may not agree with me, but here's how I feel. I feel the same way. I mean, I know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I go use a fork, I mean, I'm not going to wash that for. I'm going to put it in the sink. Some people say, oh, well, cut back on bugs. Well, if you, whatever, I don't want to hear that. Look, I believe in that. I mean, I believe in having, like, dishes to wash. Like, have a load. I mean, do they call it a load? But, you know, a batch of dishes to wash. Like, I don't, Miss Gigi, you'll tell me how you feel. I don't believe in every time you eat, you wash the dishes. That is wasting. That's wasting water, and not only wasting water. To me, it's wasting dishwashing liquid. Why not wait until you got a batch of dishes? You know what I'm saying? Make, you know what I'm saying, and then make your water for your batch of dishes. Wash your dishes. How you feel, Miss Gigi?
I agree. I never wash a dish. Now I can see if my whole house is clean, and
right.
You know I've eaten and there's like a plate, a cup, and all right, I will wash that quick ensemble just to maintain the cleanliness. But as far as letting it build up, I think that's a wise choice. Now, what you can do is rinse them real quickly before you, you know, just rinse them off.
Mm.
But, I mean, I do believe in letting them pile up and building up, you know, your little bubble bath of suds and soaking everything and washing it one time. So I guess that's just the old school way.
Yeah,
old school.
Okay, you know you old school when. All right, y'all, next, be sensible. You know, the earth might seem like it has abundant water, but in fact, only 1% of all water on the planet is available for humans. Ain't that something? Only 1%. Right. Wow, you learn something new every day. All right, it's a shower power. A full bathtub requires about 70 gallons of water, but taking a 5-minute shower saves water by using 10 to 25 gallons. Yeah, I don't really take those baths. Like, this might sound crazy, but, like, my thing is I never like baths because, like, I didn't like, you know what I'm saying, like, you may go into it feeling good, but then, like, after a while, you know, like after a while, you're soaking in it.
You need a shower. After you take a bath, you need a shower, right?
Right. Exactly. Basically. That's nasty. No. All right. Let me see. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Compost it. You know, compost helps improve soil so it holds water and plants grow better. Okay. Proper maintenance reduces waste. You know, let's see. Don't trash it. Reuse it. You know, be creative as you look for new ways to reduce the amount of kinds of household waste. Let's see, just bag it. You know, help protect the environment when you shop. Keep reusable bags on your car seat or near your door. I do that. I sure do. I go to the Pathmark, Walmart, Kmart, wherever, and I never do. Who? Huh. Don't judge. Okay. All right, and then real quick, I'm just going to say this real quick, and then we're going to go ahead and end this. Okay, so environmentally protect choices. It says protect yourself from sun overexposure in summer, which is coming up. Always apply sunblock SPF 15 or more to protect your skin from solar UV radiation. That's right, everybody, because, you know, the sun is getting closer and closer each year, and it's getting hot.
Really? All right. Is that for dark-skinned people as well?
Say it again. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah.
Really?
I would say so. Yeah, I mean, you know, even though, you know, we already got a tan or whatever, but I still think we need to protect our skin from this sun. Because this sun, it's cooking. You know, I mean, sometimes I just want to put an egg on my belly and just let it, you know what I'm saying, just cook it in the summertime. You know?
Listen, and that's another thing, being that you brought that up, another thing regarding the earth and trying to save it. The earth is getting hotter. Like, I don't know if you realize it, but when I was little, I can play in the sun, and it would be hot. But now when you get in the sun, it actually burns your skin. It's, you know, the sun is so hot that it's actually burning you.
Yep.
Do you realize that?
Oh, I realize that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It used to be a time where I could stand in the sun and I could take it, but now it's like I'm in the oven. I'm being cooked.
Exactly. Not. I know. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I said... It's definitely getting hotter each year. So, you know, we're killing that. What is it called? The solar system. We're killing it with all this pollution. So I'm telling you. And then also, you know, during hot weather, don't top off your gas tank. Refuel your car or truck in the early morning or the evening when it's cooler. So, yeah. So those are these are some really Earth Day tips to save our earth. We all live here. So, you know, we got to really try to save it the best way we can. And, you know, everybody don't do it, of course. But I think that a lot of people in the world does do it enough to hopefully somewhat make up for the people who just don't care, you know. So, you know, so that's, you know, those are a few tips. Take it or leave it. Hopefully y'all take it. But y'all better take it if y'all, you know what I'm saying, if y'all want the world to burst or just drive, burn up.
Why? Global warming is real.
Recycle. It really is.
Stop using all that hairspray.
And, ooh,
stop smoking hair outside.
Hair looking a mess. All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Keep it locked because we got some more coming up for you. We're going to get into some more music, but coming up, we're going to get into I Got That Drunk Off the Juice for you. Oh, my God. Once again, you won't believe it, but guess what? This Drunk Off the Juice, you don't want to miss. I got some. I'm talking about Suge Knight. I'm talking about your girl, Nikki. I got some more Rihanna, and y'all know I got your boy, Drake. So keep it locked because it's all coming up next. This your boy, Z-Fly. With your girl, Miss Gigi. We're keeping it real hot and fresh, and the time is 8:22. Don't go nowhere. I like your show. Big up. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for liking the show. Okay. One person said, very, very good topic. Thank you for bringing up the, Alright, y'all, and then also, too, just to let y'all know that the G-Spot is coming up very soon. Now, tonight's G-Spot question is going to be about, you know, if you had one wish, what would it be? Now, I see that you all are leaving some comments on Twitter. I thank you, but guess what? No. We want to hear you tonight. So, we're going to do the G-Spot about 8:40 p.m., okay? So, call
in,
y'all.
Yeah, you have to call in. You have to call the show.
Come on, call the show. Okay, look, that number.
Hit my G-Spot in my ear.
That's right. She wants to hear what you got to say. The number is 646-200-3136. Me and Ms. Gigi, we definitely love our listeners. We love you so much that we want to talk to you. We want to hear what you got to say. And plus, you know, so you're going to be on the air for other people to hear you. So, you know, so definitely call in and let us know what you think around 8:40 p.m. for the G-Spot, which is if you had one wish, what would it be? We want to hear you. No Twitter, no Facebook tonight. Call in, let us know, because we know y'all got a mouth, and we want y'all to use it. All right, y'all. Mm-hmm. Off the juice with your favorite celebs. All right, y'all, here we go. So tonight, I'm bringing you a lot of artists. Okay, one artist I'm going to talk about is Jay-Z. Now, he's being sued. Now, as y'all know, everybody being sued these days. everybody is just being sued. You hear me? Now Jay-Z's being sued because he has brought on a rapper, you know, to his camp by the name of Hugo. Now there's another guy named Hugo who's suing Jay-Z because he said that he had that name first, Hugo. Now let's see. Now John Hugo Ungar is the guy who is suing. He said that, you know, he had the name rightfully first. He said he claims that he performed as Hugo for almost more than a decade. So now, Hugo Rock Nation has signed a Thai British artist named Hugo. And, let the suing begin. So basically, the original Hugo, he is suing for federal trademark infringement, unfair competition, and requesting that the judge to bar the use of Rock Nation's Hugo name. Now, my thing is, y'all remember, you know, Sean Paul. I don't know which one came out first. I think the Youngblood Sean Paul came out first. But, you know, you got Sean Paul and Youngblood, and you got Sean Paul, the Caribbean, you know, Jamaican one. You know, they had the same name. I don't remember no stewing going on. I don't know. These people are crazy. But, you know, but then again, you know, I mean, I can't blame them. Because, if I heard a Z-Fly, hey, you might see me up in court. You know what I'm saying? Because there's only one Z-Fly. You best believe that. All right, y'all. So let me talk more about your girl, Rihanna. Now, you know, as y'all know, Rihanna, she's gone crazy. You know, I like Rihanna, but she's gone crazy. You know, I keep it real. My thing is, she's been posting a lot of posting a lot of racy and provocative pictures of herself, of course. Now, this happened at Coachella Music Festival that was last weekend. And basically, you know, the pictures were showing her, you know, topless, you know, partying with college kids and, you know, rappers and rolling blunt. That's right, y'all. She's rolling blunt. So y'all can just imagine what she did for 420. You know what I'm saying? So you know how MTV is. MTV, you know, they spill all your business. You know, they had tweeted, you know, yikes, at Rihanna, marijuana photos from Coachella. And then Rihanna's responded back by saying, yikes, at Rihanna ran out of F to give. So basically, you know, she's saying she don't give a F, basically. So she said, look, she said, I'm crazy, and I don't pretend to be anything else. Well, you know, you got to respect, you know, anybody who claims what they are. And she told y'all she crazy, so y'all really can't get mad at her. That's my thing, so. Oh, well. All right, y'all, so look, my thing is, y'all better leave Top Tigga alone. You know, if y'all been keeping up with my drunk off the juice, I have, you know, gave too many reports on Tigger and his crazy fan. Now the latest crazy fan is, of course, a female who she just went crazy. Basically, she was showing her appreciation for the Rack City rapper by spray painting graffiti that read Rack City B.I. on several buildings at a college campus. Now, where they do that at? And you know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, and then, of course, you know, she was arrested. My thing is, y'all better start getting arrested for these rappers and artists we don't know, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, just like the people that go crazy over Nicki Minaj. Y'all cussing people out, ready to fight, cut, steal, kill over these artists. Y'all crazy. Yeah, you know, y'all really sound drunk. Cause y'all got to be drunk to be acting a fool. Speaking of Nicki Minaj, now, as y'all know that, if y'all don't know by now, Nicki Minaj, she, you know, she canceled her Twitter account. But, now, she was reported, she had went on this show called The Graham Norton Show, where she mentioned that, you know, she might make a return to Twitter in the near future. But then, recently, she was on this Tim Westwood show that was, you know, that's in the UK, where she stated that she would not be returning to Twitter at all. And, you know, and then I actually saw, like, some of the highlights one day from that interview. She was acting so crazy. It's like, wherever she at, she has to be a chameleon. And then she just, you know, changed. You know, she was talking all British. She's like, oh, Tim. Because, like, you know, he was like, oh, so will you come back to Twitter? She's like, oh, Tim, I can't come back. Please don't make me, Tim. Don't make me. She, you know what? Y'all need to get over this Minaj. That she's crazy. I mean, I don't really think I'm that much of a Minaj fan. I really don't. You know, all that Barbie and Ken, I think it's played out. So I think, you know, I don't care what you think. Let's talk about Drake. You know what I'm saying? We know, we're just gonna talk about Young Money right now. Drake, he admitted that he has created some porno films. Not actually porno, but, you know, like, you know, some freaky tapes. You know how you do. You know, you get the video cam, make a little movie. You know, because as y'all know, you know, he done dated a few women. Rihanna, you know, Malaya, Mikhail. And some other folks. So, you know, y'all know who he has made, you know, adult tapes with. But I wonder was Rihanna. However, don't even think about, you know, seeing him anytime soon. Because according to Drake, he said he's not reckless like that. All the nasty videos that he has made are in his possession. And anybody can, you know, ain't nobody going to get hold of it. Basically, he's saying. So y'all can just forget that. You know, he said that he's the type of person that whenever, you know, He doesn't get reckless. You know, if he's drunk at a club, you won't see him going out of the front door stumbling. He's going out the back. So, you know, you got to respect that. Let me see. I think we have a caller maybe who wants to comment on this drunk off the news. Let me see. 516 area code. You're keeping it real hot and fresh. Okay, my bad. You know what? Yeah, okay. I guess technical. Okay, so let's just move on right quick. All right, so next up, Suge Knight. He's in the news again. Yes, so Suge Knight is going crazy. Basically, people talk about, you know, the Tupac hologram, you know, that was shown, you know, earlier. I believe it was at the concert. You know, if I'm wrong, you know, y'all just me out. You know, I don't care. But, you know, they showed a Tupac hologram. According to Suge Knight, he thinks that Tupac is still alive. Yeah. And then not only that, you know, they're planning on having, like, a, you know, like, outlaw, know, touring, you know, Tupac is there, the hologram, but, no, my bad, hold on, but Tupac is planning on doing a tour. Now, how's a dead man doing a tour? But anyway, he's planning on doing a tour. You stupid. But look, he's doing a tour with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. Suge Knight doesn't agree with that. He said that if anybody is going to do a tour with Tupac, it should be the Outlaws. He said, yeah, you know, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, they're cool, but he don't feel like they should be on tour with him, so I don't know. But then also,
I mean, the Outlaws are still left alive.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. You know, Suge Knight, you know how it is. Nah, he feels. Also, too, he commented on Rick Ross. He doesn't have no love for Rick Ross, so, you know, Rick Ross made that song, I think, Tupac back, something like that. But he don't think that Rick Ross should be saying anything about Tupac, so he said that, look, he feels like if you're rolling with the man who has something to do with Tupac's death, referring to P. Diddy, then he don't have no love for you. But, you know, Rick Ross, you know, he's pretty cool with, you know, Diddy or whatever. And Suge Knight still feels that Diddy has something to do with the death of Tupac. So Suge Knight said that, you know, he would beat, what'd he say? Oh, I want to quote this. He said he would beat the dog-ish out of Rick Ross. Yeah, he doesn't like, he has no love for Rick Ross. So, also, he'll calm down because, you know, we don't need that West Coast, East Coast thing going on no more. Please. You know, see? You know what I'm saying? All right, let me see. I'm all tuned up. How y'all feeling? Y'all tipsy? Y'all good? Guys? Well, you ain't drunk yet. I'm just going. All right, so back on some more Nicki Minaj. As y'all know, Nicki Minaj and Madonna, they had an infant kiss, you know, earlier on this year. Now, during an appearance on the Graham Norton Show, But nah, she kind of downplayed it, just like, you know, she had like, you know, she wasn't, you know, expecting, she didn't know what was going on, she don't know why she did it. She was like, you know, I wasn't expecting it, and I wasn't, and I was shocked like everybody else. I was shaking and thinking, why is she doing this? Oh, really? However, then she went on to say, however, the strangest thing was, Madonna does have soft lips. Okay, really? Alright, y'all, and then real quick, I want to end on this. Okay, y'all remember on Rapper Steve back in the day, you know, he was on the basis of Urban 93 of John Hemsworth. But I know actually he was fit this week, you know, of the murder of John Hemsworth. You know, G-Dep, you know, he was a bad boy record. I think the song he had was Special Delivery. Yeah, Special
Delivery. Let's get it.
Yeah, let's get it. Special Delivery. You know, see, I remember the oh, my bad. Anyway, yeah, so he, you know, he's been convicted this week. But you know what? He actually feels optimistic, you know. He said he has no negativity regarding how things played out. He said, however it went down, it was just, you know, one of those things that you know, faced the charge. You know, he said, it feel like that. He said, it was in God's will. He said that, you know, someone was taken from the Hemsworth family, so he's not mad, you know, he's not hating. He just said that, you know, that hopefully in the near future that he'll be able to see everybody again. And yeah, that was basically his parting words. So, you know, big ups to G-Dep, you know. Definitely love your music back then, you know. All best to G-Dep. All right, y'all. So, that's your drunk off the juice for this week. I know you drunk, because I'm, you know what I'm saying, my head's spinning right now just telling y'all what happened. All right, y'all, so get the box. We got some more stuff coming up. And y'all won't miss a beat. Now, remember, coming up next is the G-Spot. If you had one wish, what would it be? Right, what would it be? We want to know. We don't want to hear your Twitter. We don't want to hear your Facebook comments. We want to hear your live comments. So call in 840. Call in next. We're doing the G-Spot, all right? But right now, speaking of Bad Boy, let's get into some Bad Boy music. I'm going to play my girl Cassie, because I love some Cassie. Featuring my boy Diddy. Here we go.
Now, y'all know we have to do a remix, right? Report to the dance floor. This is the remix. Now, yo, Ryan, you a fool for this one, man. I know y'all feel it's getting hot out there. Next election, Bad Boys to Empire.
Been a minute, back up in it, about to lean on it. The thuggin', they love it when I do my thing on it. The ringleader, the head honch, what you want? These dudes couldn't save half of what I flung. I'm a terror, NY forever.
New York.
Been around the world, I'm New York, wherever. I shut it down like the gates was closed. He's the who's who's or what are you on now, who knows? Iller than Illinois, the Bad Boys. Keep a couple of toys and I'm back to fill a void. So much swag, his style of run with it. The game of pickup, whatever I'm done with. Step ahead and I'm sitting on paper. A mogul with street cred of a gangster. So how you want it, you can get it, cause I got it. I ride around with your life in my pocket.
I've been waiting so long, I'm here to answer your call.
It's the remix.
I know that I shouldn't have had you waiting at
home. It's the remix.
I've been so
busy. Her name is Cassie.
But I've been thinking about
what I want to do. Yo, take it back from the top. Take it back from the top right now.
Waiting for you to tell me you were ready.
off the lights, let my ship set sail. Yeah, my name, we can take it to the flow. About to explode, baby, gon' let it go. The best you ever had, yeah, I already know. So tell them other suckers, they can go hit the dough. Ain't no room for game, baby, been there, done that. Young JOC, yeah, he's that one cat. That's on the ground and he make that money stack. Play by play, baby, just like a running back. Take a booty call, baby, can go with me. We could vacate somewhere overseas. Just me and you, that's high old to be. Kick your shoes off, baby, come close to me.
Take it to the bridge.
Love you all the way down.
This is the
remix. The way you like it, I promise you like it. Hot dance, girl, we like to let me make a move. Our secret
as we proceed.
With the Real Hot Fresh Show. I would love this show. I really love bringing y'all really hot topics and drunk off the juice and in the know. I really love it. A show like this is really nice. You know, me and Miss Gigi, we can just be chill. You know, we just bring y'all the news, bring y'all the juice, bring y'all the 311. You know what I'm saying?
Then
y'all,
music.
You know what I'm talking about? And then y'all go home feeling informed, okay? Because y'all know where to keep it real hot and fresh. And guess what? It gets no different now, because right now it's time for that G spot with the girl Miss G G. G the spot.
That's right. Well, if you had one wish, what would you use it on? How about you, Z Fly, or do you want me to go first?
I want to see what would you use it on. So what would you use it on?
Well, honestly, if I had one wish, I would wish that everybody at the end of the day realizes that no matter what color we are, no matter where we came from, no matter how we were raised, but at the end of the day, we are all human beings. We are all one people, no matter what. So if I had one wish, I think I would wish that we could brainwash everybody to just, know that we're one people. Underneath our skin color, we're all flesh and blood and bones. It's all the same color underneath the skin. When I bleed, you bleed, just like that. Same color red.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. You know what? Well, since you used that one, then I think what I would say is, I would wish that that everybody would be equally as far as financially. A lot of times that in other words, that way it won't be any classes, a low class, a middle class, a high class. You know what I'm saying? Everybody would, it would just be one class. You know what I'm saying? Everybody will have money. People will be able to take care of their families the way they want to. People will be able to travel the way they want. Just buy things that you need. I mean, I'm not saying, everybody be rich. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, if everybody could just be financially stable, Because, it can get hard, especially whenever you have families and you're not able to provide for them. Or, sometimes... just by needing things, or just wanting to go someplace. Sometimes, you don't gotta have a family. Sometimes, you may just want to just get up and take a nice trip and And you know, I just thought it's such a big world, and I'm always encouraging people to take advantage of it. You know, there's so much to see. You know, but sometimes a lot of times people just get, you know, caught up in their environment because they feel like they don't have the money to go anywhere. Because I just hate the way money just kind of keeps us from doing what we really want to do. So that would be my one wish, you know, that everybody could just, you know, we just have one class and people can really live. I feel like a lot of people don't live. Why? But they ain't got the money, you know. So.
Right.
Well,
I'm sure just one wish ain't going to get it. I'm sure if I had...
Right.
But, I mean, that's basically the gist of it, you know, for us to all realize that at the end of the day, we're all human beings, we're all people, we all make mistakes. You know, even though we're all different colors, I mean, we still come from one entity. We come from
right.
one God.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, y'all. Look, we still want to hear from y'all. 646-200-3136. But I guess since y'all want to act stubborn tonight, but we still got love for y'all. I guess I'll read a few tweets and see what y'all saying on Twitter. Hold on, let me see. Y'all know how Twitter is; it can go slow sometimes. Okay. All right. So, D Bell, he said, you know what he's talking about? Look, D Bell. He out here shouting out his video. All right, hold on. Okay, we got MK. MK said, my first wish at the moment for the world to listen to music and watch the work of Ed Schrein, whoever that is. Alrighty, so, you know what, but actually, that was very clever. You know what I'm saying? You try to give your one wish while at the same time promoting your friend. Okay, I feel you. Let's see. We have one who said, to be real, I wish I was in a normal situation so I could participate in your show because you always holding it down. Oh! Miss D, did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Read it again. They want to be part of our show?
Yeah, they did. Hold on. Let me turn the music down so everybody can hear this. That's what's up. Let me go back to Twitter because I'm out everywhere. Okay, Mr. Positive. His name is Mr. Positive. He said, to be real, I wish I was in a normal situation so I could participate in your show because you always holding it down, hashtag respect. Thank you, Mr. Positive. Me and Miss Gigi, we definitely appreciate that. Thank you so much for that. Let's see. Let me check the phone lines. Look now, it's 466-200-3136. You know, now look, my thing is, I don't know why y'all keep tweeting. Now look, don't get me wrong, I definitely want your tweets. I want to hear you too. Okay, I'm gonna read some
That's
more.
Right. What? Is he saying the number too fast? 646-200-3136. Give us a call.
Yeah.
I wanna hear from you. Not even that, but I just wanna know what you would do if you had one wish.
Right.
See, a lot of people, it's too many things that they need and want. They selfish. They can't have just one wish. They want one and two and three.
Exactly.
So maybe you should have said if you had three wishes.
Okay. Y'all be shaming yourself. You know what I'm saying? See, y'all gotta be happy with one. Let's start with one first, you know. All right, let's see. Mr. Garden State, that's at New Jersey for you. All right, he said, I think I'm going to make... Hold on, what did he say? Hold on, let me go back for something. Got to reread what he's talking about. Oh, okay, no, he's talking about something else. Hold on. Okay, here we go. He said, Miss Lady Gunn, she said, I drank. She said, if I had one wish, I would have my drink in my cup. Okay, really? That's all you want to do is drink. What your one wish now, you want your drink in your cup. Oh, wow. You know, I'm going to need y'all to raise the bar way up. I mean, if your one wish
is... I done said, people, we got to do better. People... We got to do better.
Woo! You know what?
That's all I'm going to say about that.
You know what? I'm speechless. And most of the time, you know, I be running my mouth, but I'm speechless on that one. She just want one wishes to have that drink in her cup. Okay.
Get your drink on.
I'm going to buy you a drink.
Is that your drink?
All right, y'all, look, we're going to keep the phone lines open for about 2-1 minutes for, you know what I'm saying, for you to call in and give us your one wish. It could be anything. What your one wish would be. But at the meantime, we're going to get into some music by Total. And then, you know, and then we got like, and then we then basically we're going to shut this thing down because that's how it goes off at 9 o'clock, you know. We got some, ten ways you know your ghetto coming up, and then a few more promos. But definitely call in. So over the break, you know what I'm saying, get that number right, 646-200-3136. This is the G-Spot. We want to know, if you had one wish, what would it be? Let us know.
Brown nigga, chromed out, six to shit. Bubbling, laying up with them Colombians. Oh, fuck no, I get the dough. Fox Brown, mama. Jig suits from Gabbana. Nigga, who you calling? Bye bye, we be flashing. Sex lasting all night long. It's long. The max to rip. Ill nana, like Benihana steak. The boogie like a fresh hair snake. The jelly on. Fox Brown, the dawn. Uchi on. Stalin. Sip Cristal on the Cayman Allen. Got gay niggas ready to switch. Like Bravado. Turn them off, nigga, to snitch. Who's playing the dawn? For Vettadini, 5 carats on the arm. Joel be the bomb. The 4 hotties. Total with Foxy. Sippin' for more. She's a bad girl.
Everybody for tuning in tonight. I had a very, very fun time. How about you, Miss Gigi?
I always do, Z-Fly. Always.
That's right. And everybody, look, me and Miss Gigi, now, Miss Gigi, me and you, we have definitely got to meet up next week because, everybody, me and Miss Gigi, we are going to meet up and we're going to talk about this show because we got some stuff that we are going to bring y'all and y'all don't want to miss a minute of it, okay? So, Miss Gigi, you're going to definitely kind of have to link up this week. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So just tell the people our business, why don't you? Go on ahead and hit with the 10 ways you know you ghetto. You just broadcast your business on your own show. Miss Gigi, we need to meet up because we need to link, and we need go on and tell them how ghetto you are.
No. No, you're so stupid. You know what? Miss Gigi's a mess. All right, though, real quick.
It's that, but love. You know you love me.
I sure do. Okay, look, real quick. Okay, promos, everybody. Okay, so like I said, be sure, you know, if you have a business, entrepreneur, need promotion, hit us up, realhotfresh@yahoo.com. We have very good packages. And unsigned artists, if you, you know, need interviews.
If you think you can sing and you think you can dance, and I'm saying sing because your definition of hot may not be my definition of hot, but send it to me anyway, and I'll let you know. Be very discreet. I don't want to hear no cursing, no bad words, no vulgar language. Radio edit versions.
Right, at realhotfresh@yahoo.com. That's how you do it. All right, so we're definitely going to get into 10 ways you know you ghetto. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, everybody, for your tweets and your listens and all that good stuff. We'll tune in next week. Get ready for the crazy Atlanta Housewives at 9 p.m. Bravo. Don't leave yet because we got some 10 ways you know you ghetto coming up. And one more thing. Also, remember, you know, I used to do the Real Talk with Z-Fly on Monday nights on Ustream, but Ustream was not my friend. So I'm actually going to be doing, you know, I'm revamping. So I'm going to try to do a YouTube show or YouTube something. So, you know, so look for that coming up probably in May. Yeah, I'm going to try to do something for you in May on YouTube, okay? So, but I think I'm going to call it something else. Anyway, look for that. That's coming up. That's me. And right now, we're about to get into some 10 ways you know y'all ghetto. See y'all next week. Well, after this. All right, y'all.
Have a good week, everybody.
Right. All right, y'all. Here we go. Number 10. You know you ghetto if your man can wear his hair in a ponytail, but you can't.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And, you know, and don't hate, because you know what? That's how I was. Yeah, when I had my long hair, you know, I put my hair in a ponytail. But then I've been looking at all them other girls on the subway, mean mugging me, like, how he get his hair like that? And I can't even get a
You
pony.
Seen them. Them haters.
Mm-hmm. I saw. Get mad. All right, y'all, number 9. You know you ghetto if you're hooked on Ebonics. And that's very sad. But I know a friend who, he gets mad at me whenever I talk the correct English. You know, like, with my T's and my E-D's. So I'd be like, you know, whatever I be saying. And he be like, why y'all gotta talk like that for? Just use, you know, Finna. Or, you know what I'm saying? He wants to talk Ebonics. It's sad. Y'all need to get over that. Now, number 8. You know you ghetto if you think putting batteries in the refrigerator recharges them. I ain't gonna lie. Whenever I was young, they did tell me that, and I really thought it worked. I don't think it works. Number 7. You know you ghetto when you were little, you had to be in the house before the street lights came on. No, that's like you in the hood, baby. You know what I'm saying? Let's like, you know what I'm saying? Whenever the street lights go off, the guns start popping. I'm just saying. Number 6. You know you ghetto if you take bubble bath with dishwashing liquid. Why not? What? You know what I'm saying?
What? I'm ghetto. Go ahead, next.
You know what I'm saying? You get out of the tub, skin all glistening. Number 5.
Freaky clean.
Number 5. You know you ghetto if you return gifts for money. Well, you know what I'm saying, to get the money. Why not? You know, sometimes people just don't give you gifts that you like. But I can set cash for what I want. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Number 4. You know you ghetto if you yell pokey in your house and 5 people turn around. Y'all get some other names. Let me see one more. Number 3.
You
know you get You know you ghetto if you think going to prison is keeping it real. That's right, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I die for the streets. I live by the streets. Y'all get on and go to prison you want to. Y'all crazy. And number 2, you know you ghetto if you saving cooking grease. For what? My mama used to do that mess. I'm like, why you stay on this grease? It's like y'all saving it for decoration or something, because most of y'all don't even use it. It just get old and just nasty. And number 1, you know you ghetto if the only dates marked on your calendar are the 1st and the 15th. I know that's right. You know, you gotta know when you get paid. All right, y'all, keep it real hot and fresh. Next week with me and Miss GG, we got some more hot topics, more fresh guests, and we keeping it real. There you go. All right, y'all.
Next week, same time, 7 to 9.
Peace.